Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. Ted, an interesting article fell upon my desk this morning, and I wanted to know if you knew anything about it.
Yeah.
Look at this. People.com, entertainment, Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville singer, yeah, dead at 76.
Indeed.
You heard about that?
Oh, yeah. I woke up the morning after the news broke.
I got the notification on my phone.
And there were so many people that were like, I don't know if their brains weren't working or something, but they were like, famous person dies. This is the same thing as Schlatt and the Queen. And they went on into my replies and they were like, Ted, you killed Jimmy Buffett. You killed Jimmy Buffett.
You did say you had a busy night the night before. So what's that all about?
I think I was just not checking Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, because you were doing stuff, weren't you? You were toiling.
Yeah, no.
Traveling, some might say.
I may have been doing a little bit of toiling.
A little bit of manual labor, some might say.
When you put it that way, it sounds like you're implying something else.
Well, I'm not implying nothing. I don't imply.
Jimmy Buffett was like hospitalized like maybe three or four times, or maybe twice actually, when we were on that trip.
On the trip? Oh. So while you were on the road, Jimmy Buffett mysteriously fell ill?
I see what you're trying to do here.
Just objectively surveying what's going on here and putting two and two together and making four. You killed Jimmy Buffett.
Welcome to Chuckle Sandwich.
I'll admit it. You probably didn't do it.
I didn't. And it was so strange.
That it says here on the article, rare form of skin cancer.
The skin cancer you died from? I didn't actually
know
what the
rare form. Merkel cell carcinoma.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah, no. Like when people were coming to my replies and they were like, you did this, Ted. This was your plan all along. And they were like making a big joke out of it. I had to make like a separate tweet on my other account. And I was like, hey, guys. So like he just died. It's not even like some bit where it's like, the queen who is like a royal and is like done.
She was dead for years. Let's be real.
Has done arguably very shitty things, and there's a whole lot to say about the queen. And then they're like, this is the same thing as Jimmy Buffett. This is the internationally loved singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett, who just has written songs about laying on the beach and going on a sailboat. Yeah, no, this guy deserved to die. Like, that's what they were basically replying with. And I was like, this is a little disrespectful, guys, to the... He just died.
It did just happen.
Yeah.
It did just happen. I will say, though, Jimmy Buffett's legacy ain't all that squeaky clean, Ted. Because you know what he did? What? He got all our parents addicted to the idea of living
fair.
For the weekend and fucking going out and partying. Mm. And you know what alcohol does to the brain? It erodes it, man.
I read about that
all on Huberman's lab. All right, I'm completely sober now. I don't do nothing anymore. I'm a fucking boring person now. Because it erodes your brain, man.
Uh-huh. Makes you turn yellow if you have enough.
Makes you turn yellow and it makes you fall apart. And you know what? He instilled that into all of our parents, and all of our parents instilled that to us.
Mm-hmm.
And now... That's why Gen Z millennials don't want to work. Just want to drink and fuck.
And in a couple generations, we're all going to look like Simpsons characters.
Exactly.
It's going to be, our skin's going to be basically dyed yellow.
Yeah.
And we're going to look like Homer Simpson and Bart. Yeah. Yeah. And maybe Maggie. Yeah.
So I think you did a good thing. But
I didn't do anything.
What are we doing today on the podcast, everybody? What are we doing today? I'm like Google Foods. What are we doing, everybody?
Welcome to another episode of Chuckle Sandwich, another aimless episode. This is an episode where we come in here and we're like, man, we have such a good plan.
Yeah.
This is why we struggle with the weekly thing, guys, okay?
Yeah, we're doing Chuckle Mail, baby.
Welcome everyone to Chuckle Sandwich. We're doing some Chuckle Mail. You guys, if you don't know what Chuckle Mail is, we got a little Google form. It's in the description of the YouTube video. Audio listeners love you to death. You'll have to scurry on over to YouTube to find the link. But people send in, half the time it just says penis, but sometimes there's some good stuff. And you can submit your questions, your comments, your concerns, and your, I don't know, statements. Same thing as comment, but yeah, this is Chuckle Mail. Welcome here. Tucker, take it away, baby.
All right. James from Illinois says, Schlatt, would you ever consider bringing Ted onto a sleep-deprived gaming video?
Do you want to?
Sure.
Okay.
There we go. Okay.
Tucker's just making things happen. He's just making content happen. These are all going to be like, then it's going to be like, Ted, have you ever considered bringing Jay Schlatt on?
Have you ever considered having Jay Schlatt make ice cream flavors with you?
We got to think of if that's something that people want to suggest, I want to do another one of those videos because I think the idea that I had that we were going to do during Chuckle Week was making the worst soda flavors. And then I started doing, and I was like, I was totally ready for it to happen. And then like 2 weeks out, I like started doing research and I was like, holy shit, it is actually way more difficult to make a soda flavor than I had ever, it's like a chemical process. Yeah. And I was not prepared for that to be the result of that. So if you guys got any ideas for that category of videos, hey, maybe you'll get another one.
Need a lot of aspartame for that soda video, you know?
Aspartame?
Whole lot of that. Aspartame, you know, this stuff in diet soda.
Artificial sweetener.
Yeah, it's great. I have like a keg of it. I'll add it to like, you know how like people will, alcoholics will like put little sugar cubes, they'll keep little aromatics, they'll just into any drink they got, you know? No. Any soda I have, I'll just...
Wait, little aromatics of what? Like bitters?
Oh, like a sugar cube, like a little cinnamon sugar cube or like an orange one. I know all about this. You don't know all about this?
Well, I'm just
maybe
confused.
That says more about me than you.
I guess I'm just trying to understand. So it's a sugar cube of like alcohol?
No, it's a sugar cube of sugar that you put in alcohol.
Oh,
and it makes
I see.
It taste better.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay.
But people do that with like coffee and stuff. They'll freeze actual coffee or espresso and just pop a little ice cube in there.
Oh.
You know? And then it melts and then it's not watery. It's just whatever you're drinking.
Oh.
You know?
That's cool. All right.
It's fun for the whole family. You freeze up some cubes of Fireball or something.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, thinking back though, that Fireball ice cream was delicious.
Oh, dude.
Now don't lose your head over it.
Can't hear you. I still think about that Fireball ice cream, bro. It was really good. It was really fucking good.
It was
like too good.
It was
dangerously good ice cream.
I think that that was probably because other than like the Coca-Cola ice cream, which was a little bit more like of a slushy, that ice cream, the Fireball one, I think was the most like recipe-based one. Like, that was one where it was like, whereas the other ones was like, here's a general idea of how to make ice cream. and then, like, we were trying our best to follow that. So, like, with the pizza one and some of them, it was like, it didn't really...
Because no one's even fucking tried it before.
It kind of, like, thinking about the pizza one's kind of grossing me out because, like, it was like a sludge. It was like a sludge is what it was.
Yeah, it was rough. It was fucking rough, dude.
Ooh.
We stuck to the book with the Fireball one, and it paid off.
Oh, it
and you know,
off.
Can I just say something, man? Mm-hmm. That whole series of us with the cereal and like the ice cream and stuff, which we should do another one for sure, because they're fun. Mm-hmm. That's just it's just a fucked up version of Good Mythical Morning.
Morning. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, I started seeing comments about it because when we did that first video, I wasn't really thinking about Good Mythical Morning when it was done. But then I started getting comments where it was like saying that exact thing, where it was like, yeah, no, this is just like a filthy Frank Good Mythical Morning episode or something. Like, because we're like,
yeah, it's a little more scuffed.
Yeah, a little more scuffed. And then I was like, oh shit, yeah. That's totally 100% is. Right.
You got two fucking white dudes that are just insufferable at a table, just trying shit.
Except the Good Mythical Morning is putting out like one of those types of videos like seven times a month. So like ours are a little more pristine. All right.
Can I tell you something? A little observation I've had about Good Mythical Morning, and this might be a conspiracy theory.
Well, hold on. Be careful, because I'm already kind of on the ropes with Link right now. After
I know you are. I know you're on the ropes.
Saying to him, it's my belly button when I was drunk.
I know you're on the ropes. You're skating on thin ice with Link Neal, right? But I'm fine.
I am. And I don't think he knows this. I think he might have honestly had like a totally pleasant experience, because I haven't spoken to him since. Like, he's just gonna like at some point, if we keep talking about it, it'll become like a meme, and then it's gonna start ending in the comment section, and I'm gonna get a message one day, and he's gonna be like, Ted, do you think I hate you? And I'm gonna have to be like, well, no, it's just that I've never had the courage to talk about what happened that night.
Yeah.
But what were you gonna say? Well,
I was gonna say that my reputation with the Good Mythical Morning crew, I mean, they've never even seen me. Save for the one nasty comment I've left on the gut check episode of the Monster flavors, where they completely just missed all the Monster Ultra flavors, which I think was one of the biggest sins you could ever commit.
When was this?
This was probably a year ago.
You're going through.
Yeah, I left a nasty comment. The day it was uploaded. The day they uploaded that video, I left a fucking nasty comment.
What did you say? What was so nasty?
I said, how the fuck you missed the ultra flavors? Anyways, my reputation is still, I'm on rock solid ground with Rhett McLaughlin and Link Neal. But I'll say one thing about the Good Mythical Morning team.
Okay.
Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry, because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. I think that... Should I say this, man? This could stir some news. This could stir some.
Well, I don't know what you're going to say, so I can't tell you whether or not it's something that should be said. Half the time it's a no, knowing you, but I mean, go ahead and say it, and then
Here we go. I'm just going to put it out there.
Okay.
I think as Good Mythical Morning goes on longer and longer, Rhett and Link want it to be easier and easier. So they don't do the red hot chili pepper challenge where they're fucking crying and shitting for days. All the food experiments on Good Mythical Morning
are delightful.
They work now.
Are they
delightful? They're delightful.
Now?
They're fucking delicious. If they have one bad one, it'll be just mildly kind of like, you know, but I think that's what happens when you have a fucking channel dedicated to cooking shit.
Yeah.
Where you have like actual talented people.
I mean, I suppose one angle the reason it could be is because the way that they film their stuff is that they do it all in like a week, I'm pretty sure. like the way that they get their episodes done. So newsflash, folks, they're not posting every morning. They're not filming it every morning and then getting it out. It's not a live stream thing. So it's like they, which makes sense for them as like, you know, married.
Yeah, of course.
Established adults. So they do it for like a week and then it's like they've got like 3 weeks for whatever else or planning or pre-production or spending time with their family. So like imagine if it was like shitty food for that one-week marathon.
Mm-hmm.
You get hit with the shits one day, and then it's like you got to play it off like you're not having... There's not like a hurricane going on in your bladder.
That's true. That's a fair point. And but also, I do admit that they have like several professional chefs on their payroll now.
Yeah.
And so they might as well make use of them, get some good fucking food.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I love Josh. Josh is so cool, man. Josh from Mythical Kitchen. Fuck.
I loved when they brought Cookie Monster on. I thought that was really cool.
Did you notice? Did you notice, man? They took him out of the title. Why? Cookie Monster wasn't pulling any views. They took him out.
Really?
They removed Cookie Monster from the title.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm not really clicking on any Cookie Monster related stuff myself. Like, I feel like if I saw like Cookie Monster, like, I don't think I would be clicking on a Cookie Monster commentary video or something like that. So
I don't think I would be either, to be honest. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, but...
Just goes to show you, though, these guys are on a whole nother level. I'll watch, like, a Mark Rober video, and he'll be like, today's video is sponsored by Google. And I'm like, what?
Well, to be fair, I got a sponsorship from Universal.
Well, what the fuck?
Hey, man, you got to step it up.
What am I doing wrong?
William Osborne once got a sponsorship from the U.S. Navy.
Wow. Powerful.
They just did like an egg drop off of a ship, like the one of those egg drop experiment things.
And then they had a big sign up link right at the end.
Yeah, and then that's where
the link went.
You want to go to war, Sonny? We do egg drops in the Navy all the time.
You can do as many as you want out in the Pacific.
It'll just go in the ocean. It'll probably never break. Tucker, we should probably go. We're getting off track.
Yeah, sure. Let's hit another one.
Okay. Harley from Southern California would like to know about cultural foods that you'd like to try or ones you've tried and really enjoyed.
I really want to try. There's like, I don't want to fuck it up. I think it might be Ethiopian, but there's like a sort of type of food It's in an African country. I think it might be, it could be Ethiopia. It might be a different one, but it's like a sort of a ball of like kind of a starchy.
Oh, the cement, dough.
The dough, right? Kind of scenario. And then you have that with like the, like there's like meat and other stuff. It looks fucking phenomenal. And I've wanted to try that. It might be Nigerian actually. It could be Nigerian food. I think the Nigerian food in general, I just haven't tried. So I'd like to try that. That sounds like it would, I've heard good things about it.
I see a lot of videos of people making it and like eating it and shit.
Yeah,
there's one guy in specific who does it like every day. He just brings over this big plate.
Yeah.
What I would say is the British. I've not been to the United Kingdom in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What are you counting? Are you counting days?
14 years. I haven't been in 14 years.
Oh,
yeah. I hear murmurings, whisperings about this thing called the Sunday roast.
Oh.
Which is apparently every Sunday, they all fucking get together and jerk each other off, and they have a mini Thanksgiving every Sunday. It's called a Sunday roast.
Tucker, what'd you find?
Yeah. And it's like Thanksgiving food.
It's essentially what Alice, my stepmother, makes every Christmas. Oh. She's from the UK. It's like popovers. I don't know if you guys know what those are. No. Roast beef, roasted potatoes, which are like skinned potato halves covered in Crisco and baked. It's like probably the worst possible thing you could eat in terms of health, but it's
probably delicious.
Buttery
roasted potatoes.
Yeah, the popovers are like a pastry kind of thing, like kind of like a croissant. But like hollow, it's hard to describe. You've probably had them. And then roast beef.
That sounds pretty damn good.
I mean, dude, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays, solely because of the food. You know, fuck talking to people. Fuck shit. I always got put at the kids' table. The fuck are you talking about? Me?
Maybe we should do table? Maybe we should do like a
got a higher net worth than anyone else in my fucking family. You put me at the kids' table? Who the fuck are you?
Wait, you're getting put at the kids'
table? Dad?
How recently?
Yeah, I still get put at the kids' table. Every year I get put at the kids' table.
Recently you're getting put at the fucking kids' table?
Yes. Every year I get put at the fucking kids' table.
Is there,
I'm worth more than my entire fucking family. Put me at the kids' table. The fuck?
Why don't you just? I feel
like
you.
What the fuck is that about?
You should do like a Ty Lopez scenario where you grab your phone and you just start like you're just doing a selfie thing and it's just like you ranting, but you're looking at the camera to your family. I think you should do that this Thanksgiving.
They'd love that.
They probably just don't have room, man.
It's
not
a small table.
I don't sit at the kids' table anymore. And I don't know about you, but the way my Thanksgiving goes is it's like, you know, you serve yourself. They got the whole setup.
Yeah.
You serve the plate. Some people finish early, others finish. Some people rotate out a little bit.
Mm. No. They point. They say, you sit over there.
Oh.
And I go, what the fuck?
Yeah. No,
every
I
time
would too.
I go, what
I
the
would,
fuck?
I would too. Who's telling you this? It's
fucked up. Everybody. Everybody always says it. Everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, they all fucking point at the table. You got to sit there. Fuck that. Fuck that, man. But I will say about this Sunday roast thing, the British get a lot of shit for their cuisine.
They do.
And this is the one thing that I really like hear people talking about. So I don't know. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's not.
This might not totally translate to the British, but I did experience this when I was in Ireland.
Okay.
As we know from Chuckle Sandwich episode, whatever the fuck episode it was. And this was a big blow to my experience as a Northeastern, really? as a member of the Massachusetts state. As a masshole. Is that, man, Ireland's got really fucking good fish and chips, and it's not even fucking close. It's not even fucking close. It blows.
Yeah.
It blows some of the best fucking Massachusetts fish and chips out of the water. We're talking like Cape locations, Tucker, and I know you're thinking about it, and you're wondering. But it blows Cape locations. We're talking, it's blowing like your spots out of the water.
I can believe it.
Yeah,
I had I had fish and chips in Bermuda once, and it was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, now that's a proxy location too. Think about that. So now you go the closer and closer you go to the
source.
The closer you go, and the more the teeth get fucked. That's when you know.
Well, I mean, that's where it came from, right?
Yeah.
They invented that shit over there. It might as well be the best over there.
Yeah, I'd be hard-pressed to believe that chips, we call French fries chips only in the context of the dish fish and chips, and it was invented by people from Massachusetts. But no, it's like really good. It was like any pub. I got fish and chips like maybe six times.
Oh, bro, can I tell you? Can I fucking... I just thought of something, too, because you were just like any pub you go to. Bro, I have a couple of favorite sushi spots in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And back when I was in New York not too long ago, I just went to this random bar with a buddy of mine. And we ordered the crispy rice with the spicy tuna on top. It's like a fried ball of rice with the spicy tuna.
Oh, yeah. I know. Bro, you were ordering it all Chuckle Week. You were getting it delivered. I was getting delivered these giant things that, like, it was like, it would be like a little plastic fucking takeout container, and you'd open it and it'd be like three giant fucking fried rice things with the tuna on top, and then he would just, and you'd just be eating that, and you'd just be over in his corner. I'd be like, what is that? And he's like, I got crispy rice.
It is my favorite meal, bar none, in the world.
It's really good.
I have a favorite restaurant that I'll order from quite frequently in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And I go hanging out with a buddy of mine at a random bar mm-hmm. in New York City, and I order the fucking crispy rice at a bar.
At a bar.
And it is fucking twice as good.
Oh no.
It's like the best version of it I've ever fucking tasted. And it's just and I was just like, man, fuck. Am I really missing out on food like this by not living in New York City?
How did it compare to the Yamashiro one that we had?
Oh, that one was good. Maybe it's because I was drunk.
Dude, that's...
That's actually a really important aspect.
Because, I don't know about you, but there have been plenty of times where I've gotten home drunk, and then McDonald's just tastes like a fucking five-star meal.
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
Like, you order
McDonald's,
and you're like, oh. But I'll tell you one thing about McDonald's. And I thought about this when you were mentioning that the crispy rice was good, because I was like, oh, maybe it was, like, freshly fried or something. Yeah. I don't know. Have you ever had a fresh chicken nugget from McDonald's?
I think so. I don't know. My problem is that I order in a lot.
I feel like you would remember it if you did.
You're talking like straight out of the drive-thru.
Tucker, has this happened to you?
A fresh one? I don't know. Not recently,
like,
at least.
You're talking like they hand you the food and then
I'm talking
you bite
like,
into it and that's
I'm new. Talking like a scenario. You know, it's the scenario where it's like you order the chicken nuggets and it's like that stuff will come out really quickly. I think it's more likely to happen if you're there in person.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, it takes longer than it normally would because most of the time they've got these drawers where they just reach in and it's just heating them up.
Yeah.
But if they make them fresh, that is the best fried food, one of the best fried foods you can have because it's like, oh, God, it's just fresh. It's like the, it is just, think of like what, it's like what the it's like, chicken nugget truth. It's like what it's supposed to be. It's like the soul truth of a chicken nugget. Truth. Yeah, no, it's like you eat that and you realize truth.
There's definitely been times where I've gotten a new batch of French fries from McDonald's and they're piping hot and you can just tell and there's something different about it. And so I guess that would extend to the McNugget as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a delicacy. It is. Mm-hmm. It really is. But I will say it was at the beginning of the night when I had the crispy rice. So I was somewhat conscious.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the other thing I miss about New York City. The two things, man, is the food and the you can just like take the train home.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? No, it is really convenient. And the new addition in New York City of the fucking tap to pay in the subway is crazy.
Mm. Yeah.
Where you can use Apple Pay on the metro now.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, when I that blew my fucking mind when I discovered that and I tried that out. I was like
it's impressive, man.
Well, I mean, I lived a little bit in New York for a very short period of time, but I mean, having to go up to the metro and it's the fucking subway where you get the metro cards. It's like one
it's
of
hell.
Those.
It's always a fucking 20-minute line and then the train is just gone. I've been late so many times because of that fucking thing.
It's one of the size of like one of those early 2000s giant TVs that some of your friends would have in their basements where it's like, it looks like it's a flat screen, but then you go and look at the side and it's like this wide. It's like got the same vibes as that and it's a
fucking monster.
It feels like I'm working with a like Fallout bunker controls or something like that. It's a pain in the ass. But now it's not.
Now it's not. Just tap through.
The question was about cultural food.
That was about cultural cuisine. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Maybe so another tangent.
Nigerian food would be cool.
Sunday roast.
Maybe we'll do a minor, like I'm talking like three episodes and then we just spend the rest of it enjoying the area of little chuckle UK scenario. That'd be kind of cool.
Chuckle UK. I don't think I'd ever do that.
You don't think
Maybe
you
would? We should go to the next question.
What if we got KSI?
No, I kind of hate that.
What if we brought KSI and then we just talked about YouTube
the United
whole time
Kingdom.
And then we asked him, "What do you think? How do you think the landscape has changed over the years?"
Who's KSI?
Shut up, Tucker. Fuck you. The fuck is wrong with you?
Okay, so our next chuckle submission comes from Ian Brown, and he wants to know if you guys are going to make a cigarette tier list.
Interesting question, an interesting choice on Tucker's part to choose that question.
Some I've learned, man. Some I've learned. You don't test the product that you're trying to get into, man. I'm not cooking up my fucking batch of meth and then testing it out for that kind of shit. No. I'm making it, and I'm selling all of it, and I'm going to do it at volume, at scale, okay? And so I'm not ranking any cigarettes. I'm going to start fucking making them soon. I've said this for years.
Yeah, you do give the vibe of a guy that sells cigarettes to elementary school kids, so.
I'm going to start selling them at scale. It won't just be me hanging out in front of the fucking elementary school anymore. at scale means, I don't know, having my own website, kind of like Feastables, and then integrating it into every fucking video of mine, you know?
Okay. What are you going to call them?
Funny Sticks.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. I think that'll, I think honestly that'll sell well. That will sell well.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, like, you
you'll have to stay tuned, Ted. You'll have to stay tuned. It's just, plans are ready in motion.
You could have like a golden ticket thing where it's just like one of the cigarettes is just packed to the brim with like weed, Ted. Crack, fentanyl, Ted. Like everything.
Wow.
And then if they survive after smoking it, you show up in a helicopter dressed to the nines, give them a handshake, and take their sweating, pale body onto the helicopter, and you give them a lifetime supply of cigarettes.
Ted, let's just say, stay tuned.
Okay. I will.
Plans are in motion.
Plans are in motion. I'm going to keep my finger on the pulse of this new Jay Schlatt cigarette company that you're working on.
Yes. It'll impress you. I guarantee it.
All right, Tucker. What's this next chuckle mail?
So, Paige the Dumb from Minnesota says, Ted, what is your honest opinion on Mall of America? I work there and it sucks.
Paige the Dumb?
Yeah.
That from makes Minnesota. Sense. Yeah. Yeah. Like you'll get like a Roman guy who conquered the entire world and he'll be like the great. That's more fitting for an American.
Yeah.
The Dumb.
Yeah. She must have done a lot in her life to get that title too.
Yeah.
That sounds like a state-appointed title. That's a Minnesota-appointed title right there. Yeah. Mall of America, I mean, it's like a mall. You know, it's one of those things where Eddie and I show up, we go upstairs, get our meal and film, and then, like, we went and filmed everywhere else, and then it was just like, all right, we're done. And we also, like, ended around when the mall was closing. So it was like both times we've been to Mall of America, it's, like, been very objective-oriented where we're not, like, and also, malls are malls. I mean, like, I'm not much of, like, a huge fucking shopper. So it's like, what else are you supposed to do there? But I was a little bummed because I had this idea for this great shot I was going to get on the GoPro in, like, super slow motion of me on that roller coaster where I was going to take a selfie of myself. And I was like, low-key trying to hide the camera from the guy on the roller coaster checking stuff. Uh-huh. And he called me out on concealing it. And he was like, what's that? And I was like, is it a camera? He was like, put that away. And like, he was like really on top of it. And I was like, I mean, I guess I get it because the fucking roller coaster goes through the mall and like goes over people and stuff. And maybe a GoPro flying and nailing someone in the head might be a liability issue. But I wasn't going to drop it. I was trying to get my
fucking
shot.
Lame. Fucking lame.
It was
going to
be this awesome
man.
Selfie of me in slow motion just having the time of my life and Eddie looking glum. And it was going to be beautiful.
So you put the camera away?
I did, because he scared me, honestly. He was very, very serious about me not having that camera out. Like, it was like he was going to get shot if he didn't get me to put it away.
Damn.
Granted, I could have, like, taken it back out, but I didn't want him, like, looking at it. I don't know. I just didn't want to get in trouble. So that's my opinion on Mall America is I'm a little bummed that guy made me put my camera away because it made me sad.
Don't do malls. I don't do anything, actually. So, no comment.
Yeah.
No opinion. Don't care.
Before this next one, can I just take a minute to address something from a previous episode?
Sure.
I showed this Pikachu Game Boy Advance.
We had the Tucker mid-episode.
Yeah. Well, it's the Game Boy actually belongs to my stepbrother, and he saw the episode and was upset that I didn't say it was his. So there you go. I told you I'd shout you out, and that's it.
Wow.
Okay, so the next chuckle mail comes from...
Well, you know it'll be really funny, because I also know and I've known him for years.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, editor, could you just bleep out every time Tucker says that name? So this time, when so-and-so goes and sees it, he will have said the name. People won't know what name it is, though. You can do a little chuckle sandwich logo over Tucker's mouth, too, like an American Idol, too, to make sure that it's, make sure that it's covered.
So, like, doesn't get the credit?
He kind of gets the credit.
Yeah.
You did what he asked, but then our editor went a different direction with it. So you technically, you know, you completed your task.
Okay.
It's going to be so pissed
off. Oh, you know who you are.
We'll keep it going. Next episode, Tucker's gonna be like, "Yeah, mid-episode interruption, guys. Things have gotten bad. He's sending me letters in the mail. They're written in blood." But yeah, what was the next chuckle mail?
The next chuckle mail comes from an anonymous Tucker fan from the Netherlands, and they said
an anonymous Tucker fan from the Netherlands.
I know.
Wow.
They said, "Jay Schlatt, what coding or computer science project are you most proud of?"
Probably when I dropped out. That was the best moment of my computer science career. That was probably the best decision I'd ever make in my entire life. So, like, yeah. Yeah. Not much of a code monkey these days.
Whoever this was, clearly a computer science person, dreams shattered. Their dreams have been shattered.
Yeah. Oh, I wrote a program in Python to scrape Twitter for photos, and I displayed them on a map using their geolocation data. And so you could click on little red dots on a map and see what they were and where they were and who did it.
Oh.
Who posted them. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Did you write the code to scrape all of the Twitch names so you could ban them all that had like Carl?
No. It was years. Hey, dude, that was years after I dropped out. You think I still know how to do that? No.
That feels like it would have been pretty simple, though. Surely.
Yeah, probably. But I got better shit to do, man. Yeah. I'm rich.
Of course. Yeah.
I do whatever the fuck I want, man. I pay someone to do shit now.
Yeah.
I don't even have to lift a finger anymore.
Preach. Hell yeah.
Preach. I read about that on Huberman's Lab.
Okay.
Why do so, yourself what you could hire a minimum wage?
Tucker, what is Huberman's Lab? He keeps bringing it up, and I'm like,
Huberman's Lab? I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, this is the third time he's brought it up on the pod. Maybe
Andrew Huberman told me all about that. Hire a little fucking wagey to do your bidding. Hire a little goon.
It's a podcast.
And a goonette.
Huberman's
do
Lab.
Do your bidding for you. Talks all about this in the second to last episode.
So you listen to this podcast?
What is with this?
Yeah. Religiously.
On their website, all of their thumbnails are these really jarring sort of front-facing black and white photographs of like, it's kind of unsettling a little bit.
I don't like it.
I listen to the pod and I do what he says and I do what he tells me to and I'm feeling great.
Okay. Nice.
Do you have any merch?
No.
Well, then are you a real fan? Come on.
I guess you're right.
Okay, so Matthew from Indiana has been thinking about getting a bearded dragon or some kind of other lizard and was wondering what you guys, if you guys had any tips on how he should prepare.
I don't know the first fucking thing about bearded dragons. What?
Bearded dragons are fucking awesome, dude. I had one from fourth grade to the day after I graduated high school. He died the day after. He waited for me to be done with shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did he die? Did he just kind of like kick
cool
it?
Cool thing. I woke up and he was just dead and he had shit himself.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so I got mad that he shat himself, but then I realized, oh, you're dead. You died. So I couldn't be too mad. But yeah, they're cool. Get a little, make sure you got a little spritzer. They love being sprayed with water. You'll have him in his cage. He'll get a big stick that runs the length of the cage that has a little bit of elevation that he could get up there and get close to his little heat lamp that you put him in. Also need the fluorescent light as well to give him that UV. But
they can live for a while, though, can't they?
Yeah, yeah. 8-9 years, I think, my guy lived for. Get a spritzer. And then when he's up there and he's baking and he's feeling all nice like your parents do when they go to Florida and wait to die, you just give him a little
Hell yeah. They love it.
They love it.
I'll tell you one thing, and they weren't asking about this, but if you are even like slightly considering getting a bird and you're not all in, don't get a bird. Don't get a bird. Don't get a bird.
Awful things.
They're so loud and they live forever. They live like, I feel like every bird lives like fucking 30 to 60 years.
Yeah.
So unless you want to have a bird that will live with you for the rest of your adult life until into your potentially your retirement age.
Yeah, that's worse than a kid because you can't. It doesn't grow out of the house.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with it? You gonna let it go? And no, also, the more annoying the bird, the longer it fucking lives. Terrible deal.
That's honestly a pretty good correlation there, yeah.
Terrible deal. Yeah. Terrible deal. Don't get a bird. Get a bearded dragon. He'll never talk shit to you, and he'll just chill on your lap or on your shoulder. You take him out of the cage after he's been baking for a while. He's all warm. He's like a little warm towel. You just...
Why didn't you get another bearded dragon?
Because... I felt like that was enough. Yeah.
It'd be too painful, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I felt like I had gotten my lizard fill. I was looking for something more interactive at that point. I was already thinking about a cat, but I needed my own place for that to happen. So yeah, and now I have a cat. The bearded dragons are like the lowest effort pets of all time. So low maintenance, and they're cool as hell. So huge vouch.
Do we know where snakes poop from?
Their butt.
Yeah, they have a butt.
I know, but like, where's their butt?
Towards the end.
I know, but like, it's all kind of like consistent. Like, where's that butt?
Why don't you make a video of finding it?
No. I want to know right now from you. Is it the tip at the end? I don't fucking know. Is it come out like a little
The
BB
pointy
gun?
Tip? Like a fucking pastry? Like a...
It seems reasonable to me, honestly. I feel like...
No. No, they don't shit out of the tip of the tail. They have a butthole. You have to find it, okay? Like the rest of us have.
What is this? Is this a rite of passage to find? Have you found a snake's butthole, Tucker?
Of course, Tucker. I mean,
okay, so Becca from Pennsylvania has a question for Ted, and that is, what is your process for creating a fake narrative for the Incorrect History series?
It's not fake. It's real.
All right, there you go.
Why would she ask that?
It's kind of a strange thing, yeah.
Another one for Ted. Harry Smith from Norwalk, Connecticut wants to know if you ever did get a new sofa for your place, Ted.
No, I haven't. I haven't gotten a new sofa, and it still sucks. It still sucks. It's the same sofa that Schlatt, Charlie, and I all sat down one night during the first Chuckle Week and watched The Tomorrow War. And we honestly, good movie, but bad couch. Bad, uncomfortable couch.
Terrible couch. It's a really terrible. Bad couch. Really bad.
Oh, God. Yeah, no.
What are you going to do, man? What are you going to do? I got another one before you got one. I don't even sit on this one.
Yeah.
It's just for fucking, I don't know. That's for Jambo.
I mean, my apartment downstairs, it's weirdly shaped. And if I do get another couch, I want to have one that's like sectional based. So I would go and get like a really nice one, but only certain pieces of the sectional. So it fits in that space.
Sexual based?
Sectional.
Oh.
So that it would like fit in that area so that later on, if I move somewhere with more space for a couch, I could be like, ooh, time to add more pieces to the sectional, upgrade.
Mm-hmm. No.
What?
It doesn't happen. No.
It doesn't happen?
No. No one adds more pieces to the fucking couch. I think two people have probably done that. Terrible.
What?
Terrible. No one does that.
Why is that? Why is that a terrible thing to do, though? You're making it sound like it's morally wrong.
No one adds fucking pieces to a sectional. Oh, I'm in a new spot now. Time to buy couch DLC. What? Fuck you.
I mean,
get the fuck out of here.
I feel like a couch DLC sounds pretty good. Well, because some couches...
So you have another piece next to the couch that's like lighter than the others because you haven't used that one.
Get the
fuck out of here, man. Buying extra pieces to a sectional.
Well, they're like some of the nicer couches, they sell pieces of the sectional.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck you.
That's just to shape it. I mean, no one adds more. That's silly. That's a silly way to think.
How do you know? How do you know?
Because I've lived. Have you noticed my background changes every fucking 3 months, dude?
Yeah.
I'm in a new spot, new couch every time.
You keep buying couches.
New couch
stop.
Every time. I have a storage unit full of couches.
It would be really easy for me to get a couch, too. Half of the stores in L.A. are just furniture stores. It's honestly kind of shocking how many furniture stores there are in L.A. And I don't know why, because I don't think you could be driving along like Melrose and like look to your right or left, and like half the stores would be a furniture store, and there's always no one in them, and there's always a obscene amount of chandeliers inside.
Yeah.
And that's just... something that worries me. Maybe that's a conspiracy. Maybe that's kind of like the mattress firm thing.
me tell you what you should get. You should get a boucle. Italian boucle.
Boucle.
Couch. Boucle.
Boucle. How do you spell boucle, it?
Boucle, baby.
B-O-U,
clay.
B-O-U. How do you spell clay?
C-L-E with an accent on it.
Okay. Don't say clay afterwards as if I'm not going to think of like the material in Minecraft you dig up to make bricks, okay? I'm thinking of that.
Look at that. Look at that material. That you love that. You love that. Looks great.
I mean, it looks pilly is what it looks like.
Pilly?
Yeah, it looks pilly. That doesn't look... That like, looks pilly.
Like pills?
Yeah, you know when you've had like a shirt for a while, keep putting it through the wash or something, no. And it starts to pill up. Looks pilly.
No, I don't know.
My couch gets pilly.
Yeah, this looks like pre-pilled.
What the fuck is pilly? What does that mean?
Do you get what I'm saying here, Tucker, with this boucle stuff?
Yeah, my couch gets that way too. And Emma wants to get like this little tool that will like shave off the pills.
Pills.
And you, what do you, are you on the side of preserving the pills?
What are we talking
Why
about?
Why are you still confused,
man? What
are
we talking about? Pills?
We're talking about pills, man. We're talking about little tiny pills that form on fabric after it's been used for a while. It rubs around and you get little pills.
I take one every night so my cock works.
No, man. Not the double XL fucking.
Not the gas station, not the Quick Trip.
Yeah, not Manpower not XXL. Quick Trip, Quick not
Dick. No, okay.
Not Shorty's Fair like enough. A Melody Triple X, okay?
Yeah, okay.
When someone gets
you
pilly,
do need a new couch. You need a new couch.
I do.
Though.
I do. Yeah. I do. It was 400 that couch was it was a good deal at the time. I had just moved to LA. It was $450 clearance.
Yeah.
Oh
time
my
for an upgrade.
God.
What?
You have way more
Tucker,
than that.
Tucker, what was that? You were like, oh my.
It's not a good deal if the product sucks, no matter the price.
But when I sat on it when I was first there, I was like, this ain't that bad. I've never bought a couch before. I was like, this seems like it'll be good. I feel like the only way you can properly test a couch is to sit on it for like a year straight. And then you figure out the problems you have with it. Did you just say awkward?
You know what's awkward is the monkey statues, which Jonk from San Diego wants an update on.
That's a good question. That's a good well, question. Yeah,
okay.
You better update the people on that.
Okay. Okay. So, the big one is still in the box. Still in the box, and I'm not currently... the one who is in possession of that box. So, someone else has the box. I got to get it from them. So, that one's still in flux. It is my goal at some point to have him on display in my living room. And mark my words, he will be one day. But there are somewhat bigger things on my to-do list where I don't feel like it's too urgent.
You have hundreds of thousands of dollars in monkey statues in your possession.
Well, not in my possession.
I think that
I have a $10,000 one in my possession. He sits in my living room. He's on my coffee table.
Mm.
And he's the brat. Yeah, he's solid. He's solid, but he's table size.
I genuinely think mm-hmm. that you should just host a gallery for just all of your monkey statues and just charge like $20 entry just so people can people who want to see them can come in and look at them and take photos with them. You'd make a killing. You just need some gallery space for a night. You don't even need to show up. You could have
but
like
you gotta
a little
move them there. They're fucking heavy, dude.
Okay. Are you,
I can barely pick up the one that's bite-sized.
Do you understand how popular that would be is if one night you were, like, one day you were just like,
I know, but
I'm
it would have to be, it
gallery.
Couldn't be one night. It couldn't be one night. It's going to be thousands of dollars to move the fucking thing from
thousands?
Out of the box into where, yes.
Really?
Ted, it's thousands of pounds.
Shit, yeah.
It's in that box for a reason. They needed a forklift to get it off the truck.
I mean, how expensive is a forklift to move?
How expensive? You need eight men.
So maybe you do like a gallery showing for like 3 days, three special
maybe.
Nights.
I don't think I'd make my money back. I don't think I would.
I feel like you would. You get a little merch stand. You get like a little merch stand. You get like a little.
Yeah.
You don't even need to show up. You could just have like a big old projector where you just have a pre-recorded video where you're just like waving there and it loops and it like and it, you pretend you're there.
That's funny. I could do that.
You could. Or you could like, I don't even know. You could get like some sort of like. You know how like sometimes you can like project ahead, like in the Disney where they project ahead inside the crystal ball in the haunted museum, right?
Yeah.
You should get something like that where it's like you're ahead inside a crystal ball.
Oh.
I think that'd be funny.
At the gallery? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it just has Schlatt in a crystal ball. I feel like that would be. I'm giving you these like fucking awesome ideas right now.
Yeah, I know, I know. Well, look. I'm trying to get the monkey into my house first, okay? I'm in a custody battle right now. I need to get him. Okay?
Okay.
So I'll let you know. I mean, you'll know when the monkey's fully moved in, but it is a little disappointing that he has been in the box for almost 2 years now.
I'll say.
And soon he will be free, and he will live the rest of his life out in the open with those nuts hanging and that cool breeze blowing against him.
Yeah, he's probably got some serious ball sweat building up right now.
Oh yeah, there's some humidity down there in that fucking nether regions. Yeah. There's some biomes going down.
I'm still kind of bummed that you didn't get the big one.
What would I have done with that?
I gave you my idea years ago. You can construct your own, like just buy a small.
Is this just a gala idea again? On a bigger scale,
like, kind of like, you know, like on the there's a drive to Vegas where it's like there's like these colored rocks that are stacked, seven magic mountains, and it's like a thing that people always stop at when you're driving to Vegas. I think that you should find another plot of land and put that monkey down. And then that's a landmark, and it's your fault. I mean, it's because
it
of
would
you.
Be. Yeah, yeah. That would be funny.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
And, like, have it compete, like, just put it somewhere where it can compete with, like, a well-known sort of...
Yeah.
A well-known...
Like, next to the Bean in Chicago.
Yeah, exactly. Like, try to get it near the Bean or something, or, like, put it somewhere where you can compete with, like, a well-known landmark in a city or something, so that later on, once it's done its work... 5 years from now, you could be like, I created a landmark.
Yeah. You know what you should do is just take the biggest one and in the middle of the night, just deliver it to like the middle of the Mojave Desert.
That's what I also told him, actually.
Yeah, that would be funny, too. That would be funny.
And just like let the shit run wild on the internet.
Yeah, just have like an alert set up for Mojave Desert. Every news article just gets sent, and I'm just like, I just wait for years and years, and it's like, oh fuck, so I finally found it.
That would be satisfying.
That would,
because
be
people
funny.
Would be like, how did it get here? What, you know? That'd be good.
Yeah, you'd have to set up like a little fancy trust, and then buy the land that's like right where it would sit, so that people can't legally move it either. It's just like there.
Well, if it's that big, no one's gonna be able to move it. You know,
well, I mean, they kind
of isn't one of them huge.
Remember, it is. It's massive. But remember when they did, there was like those obelisks that showed up in the desert and they got rid of those.
Did they?
Yeah, they were like moving.
Well,
them.
There's.
Yeah.
They were like moving them.
I'll set up a live stream like He Will Not Divide Us. It'll just 24/7 monkey nut live stream. Do whatever the fuck you want to the monkey.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want to him.
I mean, eventually it'll show up on Google Maps too. Like you'll have like a That monkey is definitely big enough to see from space. Like, you can definitely see it from space. At least a satellite can see it from space. So, I think it's a good idea.
We'll see.
How much
does
it cost? Like $1 billion?
The monkey?
Yeah.
One that I have?
No, the big
one.
It
was 95,000. I think the big one was like 300,000 or 400,000. And then it's going to be another... huge expense getting it to America because it's in Europe and it's too big to fit in a shipping container, so you need to just put it on the boat. So that'll be probably another $100,000getting that thing to where I want it to. So in other words, I'm not gonna do it.
You're a fucking coward.
Okay. All right, buddy.
You're a fucking coward.
Get a new fucking couch.
You don't know what needs to be done.
Okay, man. You've had a fucking $400 piece of shit from Raymore and Flanagan in your living room.
$150, okay?
Go fuck yourself. Get out of here. Listen. One more chuckle mail, and then I want out. Okay?
Yeah, you're telling me.
I want out of this episode. I want out of this episode.
You tell me.
Okay, Brooke from New York says, what would you do if you two swap bodies with each other for a week?
Oh, I'd shave the chops immediately. I'd shave the chops immediately. I would shave them chops immediately, and I would also shave right down the middle of my head as well.
Oh, no. That's too good. I couldn't even fucking compare to something like that, man. You'd cause more damage to me than I could ever to you.
And then I would log into Schlatt's bank account, and then I would buy the $400,000,
yeah,
and then I would pay for the shipping of it to get shipped on a shipping container from Europe to here. And then if it, you know, and then I would pre-purchase a bunch of stuff where it would get like the scenario, like I would set it up where I'm paying people beforehand to go pick it up, bring it to the Mojave Desert, put it down there. Yeah, no, it would.
That's too good. I couldn't even compete to something like that.
Yeah, and then I would just transfer all of Schlatt's funds to me, because there's no offset of damage that Schlatt could do, even if he took my money, because he's richer than me. So I would make money, even if he were to do something about it.
That would.
And oh, you know what? And then I would crash his car.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I'd crash his car, and then I
fuck you. What the fuck?
Which one?
I'd crash his car, and then I'd like. I crash his car, and then I'd give
cars.
I'd crash one of his cars, and then I'd give the one he likes more to like an elementary school or something, and it'd just become like thing that's like just sitting in the elementary school.
Fuck you, man. I'd take your entire bank account and give it to Andrew Huberman.
Yeah.
And then with the moment I switch back, his podcast would get even better.
Yeah, but then Huberman's got your lab. Cash. Then I got your cash.
Huberman's lab.
You wouldn't even transfer Jay it Shetty. To yourself. You would just, you'd just be Jay Shetty. To be...
Oh, it's a drop in the bucket, Ted. Get the fuck out of here.
I'd also transfer your AdSense to my...
Yeah. No.
So I start making money off this. I guess you would just stop making videos, but...
Yeah.
And then I would like... What else could I do? I don't know. I'd just like tweet some salacious... Shit.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, but it would be bad this time. It'd be bad. It would be like you're getting on the news. Like that's
what, it's like why would you
do all this terrible things?
Yeah. Why it's the first thing, like just do the worst, actually, just like ruin this guy's life.
Yeah, no, that's a really good question actually, and I actually
cuz I didn't do any of that.
You're right.
Stuff,
you're right.
You know. I just made a donation to Andrew.
Yeah.
Huberman.
Well,
I probably like book a ticket back to Austin or maybe to New York, get you out of that hellhole. But I'd see that as like a service to you.
You're making me feel like a little bit. You're making me regret now. Well, actually, no, I don't. Yeah. Honestly, all that sounds really funny.
That would be funny.
Maybe I'd probably, you know, in realistic terms, I would probably just keep it to like just shaving the chops.
That'd be funny. That'd be funny. That would be funny.
I'd probably shave the chops, and then I'd, you know, I'd probably, I don't know. Make a
jerk off.
Yeah, I don't know. Just see what it's like to jerk off in another man's body. Just see what that's like.
Would you be jerking off another man? Would that count, Tucker, referee? If you woke up in another man's body and you started jerking his dick, but it was you doing it.
Yeah, and it was like
as your own body. I mean, it's you technically. You know.
No, I'd do that.
You'd do it. But
you know, it'd suck as if it felt 10 times better. You're like, this is what I'm missing out on.
That just means that there's something wrong with your cock. Then there's like something going on.
Well, I don't know.
That's awesome.
I mean, how would you even react if you discovered that someone else's orgasm feels better than yours?
Well, isn't that how it is with like men and women, right? Don't women get the better end of the deal?
I suppose. I mean, we'll never know, really. I suppose we'll never know. But, you know, they can go rapid fire. There's a rapid fire aspect that is
you know.
They don't have a cooldown.
Yeah, no, we got a major cooldown on our ultimate. But yeah. It's a shame. Yeah. Would much rather be Mayo though, you know, at the end of the day. If I had to choose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? What's going on?
What? Wow.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yikes.
It's almost like he doesn't.
I don't know what you just said. I don't know what you just said.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Do you even watch the podcast?
Yeah, do you even watch the podcast? You live it. You live the podcast and you don't remember that one?
I like tune out half the time.
I said I'd much rather be a Mayo when we were talking Mayo. About how women.
Would you rather
been.
Be Mayo or a woman?
Oh, that was on the pod?
What, did you just think it one day? You just kind of announced it to yourself?
I don't know.
All right, we're shutting down here. Thanks, guys, so much for listening to this episode of Chuckle Sandwich. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Let us know what you think of our answers, and make sure to submit the Chuckle Mail, and we'll be back, and we'll see you next week. Hope you have a good one.
Bye, everybody.
Peace out. Say bye, Cherub Boy.
Bye.